There are wounds the world can see and wounds it never will. Before my muscles weakened, before any doctor spoke the words limb girdle muscular dystrophy, something far more invisible was already breaking inside me. My mindset. People assume disability begins with a diagnosis. It doesn't. It begins with the messages you absorb long before your body ever betrays you. The words that people close to you speak over you that shapes your thoughts. Growing up, I learned that strength was currency. Men were expected to be steady, silent, unshakable. Vulnerability was dangerous. Weakness was unacceptable. Emotion was allowed only in two forms, anger and silence. I don't know which part of my life taught me this, family, community, culture, the military, the world, but I absorbed it completely. I built my entire identity around independence, physical capability, athleticism, appearance, control. And then life stripped each of those away, slowly, painfully, relentlessly. That's when I learned the truth. The most disabling part of disability is rarely the body. It begins in the mind. The mindsets that broke me before the illness did. These weren't just beliefs. They were internal commandments, unquestioned, unexamined, and ultimately destructive. First, the mindset of invulnerability. I believed nothing could stop me, not exhaustion, not pain, not fear. To slow down felt like weakness. To rest felt like failure. The military transformed my once small frame into something powerful and capable. And with that transformation came a dangerous illusion. Nothing can break me. Disability shattered that myth immediately. Why this mindset destroyed me. A poor risk assessment. I underestimated danger and overestimated my resilience. Consequences felt distant. I believed I would figure it out no matter what. Hubris replaced wisdom. I treated mistakes as inconveniences, not warnings. Bold insight. Invulnerability is not strength, it is blindness. Second, the mindset of worth through performance. If I wasn't achieving, providing, producing, or excelling, then who was I? When I lost the ability to lift, walk, or work like before, I lost something far deeper. I lost my identity. I had tied my worth so tightly to productivity that when productivity fell, my self-esteem collapsed. Why this mindset destroyed me. My worth depended on external results. The bar kept rising, but I wasn't the one raising it. My value became conditional, fragile, and temporary. Bold insight. When your identity is built on performance, disability feels like erasure.